Chickens. Thanks, councillors. May the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Welcome, everybody. It's nice to see so many people in the gallery this evening and having a very keen interest in the affairs of council. We have an apology from Councillor Beswick this evening. I'm going to move straight on to 1.1, the confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that they be confirmed? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Second, and Councillor Hiscott. Any questions? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1, councillor workshops. There's a couple of workshops there. Can I have somebody? Oh, sorry. We do have one addition, which was a workshop held on the 11th of November. That was after our community supper on the standing tender.
After the AGM.
Sorry, the AGM. Yep. Yes, sorry. So with that addition, can I have somebody move that be received? Thanks, Councillor Diprow. Seconded, Councillor Overton. Any queries on those workshops? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Mayor's Communications 3.1. I have a very pleasant task to do today because I would like to ask both Libby and Terry Burton and Janelle Gilbert to come forward, please. The Penguin 7-day makeover people nominated Penguin in the Tidy. Please come up here and come and stand with me. They nominated their town, Penguin, in the Tidy Towns competition, which is run by the Keep Australia Beautiful Tasmania. And so the announcement of those awards was done in Oatlands. What, a few weeks ago? A few weeks ago. And so Terry and Libby and Janelle all went down to Oatlands, and I also attended, but they came home with so many awards, and I would like to really congratulate yourselves, but also the 7-day makeover team, because you've done an outstanding job of Penguin. We all know the success of the 7-day makeover and how that transformed the town with lots of little penguins and all sorts of the flower boxes and the decks and things and the new chairs. But not only, you didn't stop there, and so the Penguin 7-day makeover committee has now got a life of its own, and you're doing some really wonderful things down there. So congratulations. I'd just love you to explain your awards, just to be able to show our councillors and the people in the gallery the awards that you received from your committee. So please share with us.
That one's just broken. We'll start with a population category.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, we were really, really chuffed at what we did, and as Jan said, we will continue to go on, so we'll be a thorn in the council side.
Not at all.
But for the good of our town. So the first one we got was, this is our big one that we got, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, we wanted to win the Tidy Towns. It's not just on Tidy Towns, it's about your community and what you put in and all of that. So it's a great process. It's not something that you do in 5 minutes. And Terry and Janelle really put a lot of effort into doing it all up for us, and then we had a 3-hour interview with her. And so this one was really, really important because this is the one that we really wanted, and this was our community award. So we got the best for our population, which is really, really, you know, it's basically the top of the tree in that category.
In the 2,000 to 4,000.
In 2,000 to 4,000. That was a really, really good one. Even though we didn't win the top one, this was the next best one.
Yeah.
But we'll win the big one next year. Cheers.
Well, you know more about it than I do. You're doing
award that we received was about community action and partnerships, and one of the things that has been a huge positive out of participating in the 7-day makeover and engaging people from the community since then is that it's given everybody a really great sense of ownership, and we've had the pleasure of working with a lot of other organisations within the region and people that wouldn't normally we wouldn't have normally met. It's sort of strengthen our community ties within Penguin as part of that process. So the Community Partnership Award was really important to us and probably one of the best things to come out of the makeover in addition to our town.
Yeah. And we must really thank the Central Coast Council, because if it wasn't for you that got us going with the 7-day makeover, you know, we'd still be that tired little town. But now it's a busy place. Hard to get parks and businesses are doing well. So we thank you all for that, and yes, we will continue on with it. We also won a history group award, which I've given to the history group because they were pretty impressed with that. And then you've got your photo up.
There were so many different categories in the application that we put together for the Keep Australia Beautiful Awards, and one of those was how we utilise waste management activities and things like that. And with FOGO coming in to our region, it was a great opportunity to show people how proactive we are being in that, and to explain how we're one of the leaders in our state in adopting that. And that's been, I think from my feedback, it's been quite well received despite what things that you're seeing. So it was great to actually get that recognition and say, okay, here we are, we're making a difference, and you know, recycling things that we weren't doing before, reducing our waste. So thank you for that.
I was extremely proud to receive this award, the Litter and Waste Management Resource Recovery Award for Food Organics Garden Organics FOGO, because of all of the angst and the issues that we've had with FOGO, and to be recognised in the state for our initiative in FOGO, I was extremely proud. And the other one was for the Community Action and Partnerships awarded to the Central Coast Council, and that was for the Penguin 7-day makeover, the initial makeover that Council organised. So all up, it was an extremely successful day.
I've got one more. It's a certificate of recognition for the litter prevention, waste management and resource recovery also, but that was in relation to the TARDIS, the Penguin TARDIS, which was our community book exchange, which has also been really well received, and just for, you know, recycling the books through the community and, you know, giving them a second chance to be read by other people. And it's great to see some, even people out of our region, coming in to donate books there as well. And also with the tour buses that come through, it's lovely how they get so excited. They come off, they look at the big penguin, then they see the TARDIS. They all go back to the bus, get their books, swap them over, and the feedback's been great. So,
Libby and I are right on the street, and we just see it happening outside our window all the time. It's really, that street's just alive, and it's really working really well. So
it's a great place to live.
It's been great, it's been great.
Lovely.
Well, congratulations, and please pass on our congratulations to your 7-day makeover committee and everybody involved. We're very, very proud of you all.
Lovely, thank you.
And next year, I'm sure.
We've got a lot of ideas. It was inspiring to see so many communities.
Do we want to put the. Who's going to take it?
Thank you. Okay.
We should say congratulations to Wilmot, perhaps, for winning the Tidy Town Award too, because a great community effort for Wilmot.
Got a grandson.
See ya.
Bye-bye. 3.2 is the Mayor's Diary. There's a list there of things that I have attended throughout the year, the month. Gosh. The Deputy Mayor has also represented Council, as has Councillor Viney. Can I have somebody move that that report be received, please?
Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Diprose. Seconded, Councillor Overton. Any queries on any of those items?
And I just want to say thank you for being there yesterday. It was a great day out in the park. I particularly want to thank some staff who have worked hard to make sure it all went smoothly. To start off with, Barry O'Munson, our director that's moved on, Chris Clark, Hayley Johnson, Brad King, and Kyle Fielding, who was there on the day to make sure we got the tree in the ground and stakes up to hold it and everything. They've been fantastic to work with, and I just want them to be acknowledged for the work that they've done. Couldn't have been done without them. It was a fantastic day, and we look forward to a bigger day next year. Yeah, that's all I can say on that. It was just well received, and Councillor Fuller, your presence there was noted also. Had people make comments, so, and thank you to those who did reply and put in apologies. So thank you very much.
All right, if there's no other queries, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest. 4.1 is council reports. Councillors have been appointed to council to by council to community and other organisations. Wish to report? Councillor Diprose.
Yes, Mayor. On the 31st of October, I attended the East Alveston Swimming Pool Management Committee. From there, I've been asked to come along and just say that there needs to be a discussion with council in regards to the managing of end of life, sustainability and building issues at the pool. The committee agreed that it's a necessary step in pursuing a partnership and would really like to have a workshop on that. There's some big issues there and some expensive ones that we need to deal with. And we might have to work together on that, just purely because the East Alveston Swimming Pool is such an asset to this community that we can't afford to look at losing it in the near future. Also, the next meeting of the East Alveston Swimming Pool Committee is actually going to be here on Thursday, the 5th of December at 3:30 in the council chambers. And if any councillors would like to come along to that, then they'd be more than appreciative to have some people attend and have a bit of a listen. So thank you.
Any other reports? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to update councillors in relation to the Ryanna Community Centre. Councillors will remember that it's been some time now since we received a letter from the group that was addressed to you all in relation to the toilets and the remodelling that's required up there. So just to assure councillors that staff are continuing with the next level of floor plans for that, and we'll be meeting again with the group in early December. So I just wanted to reassure you that that was continuing to chug along.
Thank you. 5.1 is leave of absence. There are no applications. 6.1 is deputations. There are none. 7.1 is petitions, and the following petition was received in relation to FOGO. Can I have somebody move that that petition be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconder? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. I just note that a response will be provided regarding that petition at our next meeting. 8.1 is Councillor Questions Without Notice. Councillor Van Rooyen. Councillor Diprose.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Viney.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Overton.
No, Mayor.
What was that? Councillor Fuller.
Just one for the General Manager, please, Mayor.
Councillor Hiscott.
No, no.
Councillor Carpenter.
For infrastructure and engineering, Mayor, said off late.
Thank you. 8.2 is Councillor questions on notice. No questions have been received. 9.1 is public question time, and that will be held at 6:40. 9.2 is public questions taken on notice, and there were some questions from the October meeting. They're all there with the response. Can I have somebody, do I need to move?
Just to receive and note.
Receive and note, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, Councillor Diprose. Seconded Councillor Overton. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Move on to 10.1, the minutes and notes of committees of other council and of council and other organisations. Can I have somebody move that that be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded Councillor Fuller. Any queries on any of those minutes? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.2 is the annual general meeting for the year, which was last week, wasn't it? The report. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Carpenter. Seconded Councillor Viney. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak?
Mayor, I will do, I suppose, for the opportunity that, that you know, we sat it, just can I digress a bit? We sat here today at the audit panel meeting, and our chairman, that sometimes takes a little bit to impress, was impressed with the document on the on our annual document. And I think, as I said earlier today at this meeting, we had more people at the annual general meeting than we've had for a long time. So I think it was up 700%. So if that's an indication what's going to happen next year, and is excellent, and which was great. But as I said to the chairman today, the commentary that come from that meeting compared to the meeting the week before was excellent as far as I'm concerned for the council. It was unbelievable, even though there was only seven or eight people there from outside councillors. The commentary was positive, you know, the same as the meeting before. So commend the document, it was well done.
Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to reinforce again, there was some good questions, some good conversation that was raised, and some good suggestions from the people that did attend, and that message that comes through that you refer to each time, which is there's such a huge amount of work that is done, and most of it's done so fabulously well, and aren't we blessed? And to be able to share that with more and more members of our community, we need to keep looking for ways of sharing those stories, even if it's just snippets of the story as it goes along, because as one of the gentlemen that was there said, well, I've never driven on most of those roads, but it looks like you're doing a great job. So the reality of it is that not all of us see all of our community, you know, all of the time. So it's great to have that overall picture. And yeah, I thought it was a good presentation. I'm looking forward to finding ways of sharing that information.
So it was one of our best presentations, I think, other than the lack of music with it. But it was really wonderful, and I really wish all of our community could see that, because that tells the bigger picture of all of the work that our council's involved in over the year, and people don't have an appreciation of how much work the council has achieved and the results. So well done to everybody. No other speakers? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.3 is the Council on Development Support Special Committee meeting schedule. So there's a list there of meeting schedules for the 2020 year. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please?
So
thanks, Councillor Carpenter. A seconder? Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Speak, Councillor Hiscott.
Just a sorry, I should have noticed this earlier, but I was just reading through Council and Development Support Special Committee meeting schedule. But then the resolution is that the Ordinary Council and Development Support Special Committee meetings.
The Council and Development Support Special Committee meetings. So there's two schedules.
Yeah,
Cheers. No.
There's no other speakers. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.4 is the correspondence addressed to Mayor and Councillors. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Van Rooyen. Seconded, Councillor Fuller. Any queries on that correspondence? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.5 is the common seal. You'll have an updated schedule there in front of you. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Viney. And seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on those, on that common seal items? No. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Aye. Motion is carried. 10.6 is contracts and agreements. I think, is there an updated schedule there also? Can I have somebody move that that be received?
So moved,
Thanks,
Mayor.
Councillor Fuller. Seconder, please. Councillor Overton. Any queries on those contracts and agreements? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Councillor Fuller had a question for the General Manager.
Thank you, Mayor. Was just wondering, correct me if I'm wrong, we were going to do some observation work regarding parking congestion in Alexander Road. Just wondered if we'd had any further feedback or whether, question on notice probably. Just wondering, you know, what the level of complaints had been from business owners in that area, or what if we could get some idea of at a future time what our observations of our staff have been for that area. It is congested. We are placing a lot of demand on that area, so I'd just like us to keep a watching brief on it in case there is decisions that we need to make in the future. So if at some point we could get an update, that'd be appreciated. Thank you.
Move on to community services. 10.7 is statutory determinations. There's a schedule there. Can I have somebody move that that be received? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. And a seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Diprose. Any queries on those determinations? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.8 is the Ulverston Sports and Leisure Centre scoreboard replacement and reallocation of capital funds. There's a report there. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please?
Same move.
It's Councillor Van Rooyen. Seconded, Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Van Rooyen, would you like to speak to this one?
Just very briefly, Mayor. Look, I've got to admit, I don't go and watch basketball very often. But from the report, it looks like we need to replace the scoreboard. And well, the money's got to come from somewhere. So, I fully agree on the reallocation of some of the funds so that this can happen.
It's a wonderful complex we've got out there, and we need good scoring facilities. So I'm quite happy to support it.
Any other speakers? Councillor Carpenter.
So Councillor Van Rooyen, and endorse the report because it's one of those items that come up, and okay, yes, we might have overlooked it earlier on, but I'm just going to reflect back, Mayor, in my time back at the old Penguin footy ground. And I hate wasting money, and over a long period of time, the electronic scoreboard there was trying to be repaired over a number of years. And it was just inadequate all the time. And at the end of the day, we still had to put a new one in. So the money that was wasted in the period of trying to repair it compared to putting the new one in, this is the way to go, is put this new one, get it updated, and we've had to relocate the money or reallocate the money, and that's the way the businesses work. So fully endorse what's going on. Would hate to see us spend more money in trying to repair it with a no-win situation.
Thank you. Any other speakers? No, you didn't want to close, Councillor Van Rooyen?
No,
ma'am. All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Infrastructure services. 10.9 is a vegetation management strategy. There's a report there. Can I have somebody move?
So moved, Mayor.
seconder, please?
I'll second that.
Right, Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this?
Mayor, yes. We've went through this before, and over a period of time at a workshop and so forth, and it's been in place for quite some time, and seen a lot of councillors go through and look at this strategy over a long period of years. And I know there's an alternate section there for a paragraph within this strategy, but I believe this strategy has served the council well. It gives clear indication to our staff, and it allows them to go about and do their business and their job, which they have to do. They have to have clear indication on how to operate, and this strategy at the moment, the way it's written, does that. And in my 7 years here, Mayor, I think I've never had one complaint as such about vegetation. I think if there is complaints and it's forwarded on to the management committee, to our engineering department, it's dealt with appropriately and properly, and you don't hear too much afterwards. So I endorse the strategy as it's written and fully commend that for a vote.
Is there any other speakers?
I just wanted to say that, I support the motion. I think it's our job, if people come with issues, that we direct them to council to discuss what any issues that they may have, to see what can be done. But I think the strategy as it stands is the right way to go.
As has been stated, I'd just like to think that the council will work with the community as much as possible in relation to some of the concerns that they have, as I'm sure that they will, and that's foremost in mind, that we try to alleviate problems as our first option if it's possible.
Speakers?
I'm just wondering, Mayor, whether Councillor Fuller's the only
there was an opportunity in the beginning and there was a hesitation, so I went with the one that was moved. So if this does not get up, then I'm assuming that Councillor Fuller will put up her alternative with the addition to that.
Okay.
Is that correct, Councillor Fuller?
I think the table has indicated how it wants to progress, Mayor, so I would not presume to waste any more time on this discussion.
Any no speakers?
Well, Mayor, I support the revised strategy. For the simple reason that, look, over the years we have seen people abuse the right, or that's not a right, they have removed vegetation to the detriment of the area, and some people seem to think that because that they're entitled to a view, and if a tree is in the road from that view, cut it down. There's been trees poisoned in some areas, as we know, as I know. I don't believe that members of the public should take that into their own hands. If a tree needs to be removed, then I believe it should be done by council staff, and not just move in there with a chainsaw or an axe and help yourself. So this sort of sets out quite clearly what the rules and regulations are, and I'm hoping that some of the vegetation removal in the municipality will stop, and that we as a council and the council staff have control over it.
Any other speakers? Councillor Carpenter, would you like to close?
No, Mayor, just appreciate... Oh, thanks, Mayor. Appreciate the comments made by the other councillors, and I think the strategy allows for council to work with its people. And I think that the most important thing is it gives clear indication to our staff, and they need that to be able to do their job adequately and properly. And I think this strategy, the way it is at the moment, the way it's written now and revised, allows that to happen with clear indication. So just put it forward.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.10 is the tenders for provision of maintenance services and expression of interest for building maintenance. There's a report there. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution?
So moved, Mayor.
It's like
tonight. I thought I was asleep.
Second that.
Still trying to, seconded Councillor Viney. It's quite a long report. I'm just trying to get to the end of it. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to this, please?
Mayor, you are correct. It is a long report. And unfortunately, with this new thing we have here in front of us, Docs on Tap, it wasn't too clear to read for the last few days. But we finally got through it. Look, it's process, and I think one thing I learn continually at audit panel, I could question a few things in here, and I spoke to the GM today on certain things, regarding the gardening, and it does the garden contract does a certain job, a certain area, and I can go with that, no problem at all. But one thing I've learnt today, again from the audit panel, is I think this process or this review of our processes satisfies me that it's done properly and done well. And I think all these tenders come to scratch, and just commend it for the vote.
Any other speakers?
I'd like to add to that I agree with what Councillor Carpenter's had to say, but it's pretty clear cut in the tenders and the price differences, and I think the staff have put together a good report with good recommendations, and I'm happy to go along with them.
Any other speakers? All right, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Councillor Carpenter, you had a question for... The director.
Yeah, apologise, Mayor. Should have asked this weeks ago. And from our residents of Penguin, how busy Penguin is at the moment, and can attest to that, even in the shocking weather we've had in the last month, the Penguin is still busy. And I was just wondering, I know when we'd done the Penguin Oval, we probably shouldn't have put it all down to turf. Is there an opportunity to barricade a section off of the old Penguin footy ground and let them use it as a car park over summer, over a couple of months? Unfortunately, we've put it all to turf, but if the weather's dry, I don't see any issue in allowing people to park there in a designated spot where probably the original car park was. I think when the new establishment in the main street is finally open, I can see that town actually absolutely buzzing of weekends and market days. And that space is there. So I just ask, can we have a short-term permission for a car park while the weather permits? Yeah, so I'm sorry I wasn't here early enough tonight to bring it up.
Move on to 10.11, organisational services, and there are no matters for consideration. Which brings us to the close of our meeting, the public section of the meeting. However, public question time is at 6:40, so I'm going to bring that forward and ask if there are any questions that you would like to ask. Please state your name and where you're from. And because we record our minutes,
yep.
Could you come to the bottom of the table where the microphone is,
yep.
State your name and where you're from into the microphone, and then ask your question. If I can answer that tonight, we will. Otherwise, we will get back to you as soon as possible. Don't be shy.
Romy Greiner from South Preston. Madam Mayor, councillors, I've got a question. I would like to know whether council has received communications from Test Networks providing geographical and technical details of the proposed new high voltage overhead transmission line from Hampshire to Staverton, which is going through Lungana, and the proposed replacement of the existing 220 kilovolt transmission line from Nook to Burnie, which is passing through multiple villages, including Gawler and Burnie, or if not, if council is aware in general terms of the proposed transmission system upgrades.
To that place.
As late as this afternoon, I've been talking to TAS Networks to see where they're up to with this project, because we haven't got the exact locations, and I was actually asking them that on behalf of council. But there's little information they can provide us on the proposed route alignment or landowners impacted, at this stage. This is mainly due to privacy issues with releasing private landowner information they've gathered through their own process. It also reflects their understanding in the public domain and with landowners that we will not release the proposed corridor. This is TAS Networks are saying this. They will not release the proposed corridor until they've made their best endeavours to engage and potentially directly impact the landowners first. In this vein, they can advise that we've either made initial contact with all or will have made the best endeavours to contact potentially impact the landowners. So at this stage, we haven't got anything more. They won't do that until they've gone through and talked with the landowners, and they have privacy issues to discuss too. So they won't release their route. I know that there's some different ones going around, but they're all assumptions by people, but there's no exact route being identified by them until they've gone through this engagement process. And that was as late as this afternoon I received that information.
Just a follow-up question to the second part of that question, which related to the replacement of the existing 220 kilovolt coastal line, which is supposed to be replaced with a larger capacity dual circuit transmission line with higher towers and more lines on it. Have you received any information in relation to that line? Not either.
No.
Yeah. May I ask a second separate question in relation to the same matter? I'm wanting to seek confirmation that the proposed developments, these upgrades, are subject to a development application so that council can represent the interests of the community and impose environmental, visual and social impact mitigation measures.
At this stage, TAS Networks are working on whether they will have each individual council look at, have it go through a development application process, or whether they'll go through a process that includes all the groups together. Now, there's pros and cons for that. If it's individual council, the council won't be able to respond to put their own response in. They can respond or get the objections or representations from the ratepayers. But with the one where it's a larger response, looking at them all at the one time, the council can also put in a response through that process, because they won't be ones that are having to deal with the representations. And we're still waiting on TAS Networks as to which way they propose to go.
Okay. Would you be able to give an approximate time frame for that process?
I can't do that, because it's up to TAS Networks when they've done all their investigations and all those things required under a development application and sorted it all out. Until then, we wait on them to put the application in. Mm.
And thank you for the answers.
I'm sure you, we're just as keen to know and to understand where that line is going to go as well. So thank you. Any other questions? All right. If you think of, well, that actually brings our meeting to a close. I was going to say, if you think of any other questions in the next couple of minutes, but we have closed the meeting, and now we actually will ask you to leave, and we're going to continue on with our closed session of our meeting. So thank you very much for your interest and coming in. Does somebody want to see them out? Close the door. Yeah, it's really good. And close the door.